In today's show, I'm going to be demonstrating some acupressure points to help your pet when they're dealing with things like fireworks or a thunderstorm. As a board-certified animal acupressure practitioner, these are points that I might use during a session with an animal, but they're definitely points that you can easily use at home with your pet.
You can also watch the video of this episode by following the link in the description box to the Animal Intuitive YouTube channel, where shows are also weekly. Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me?
I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog. Hi, this is Ann Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive, and this is the Animal Intuitive Show, where we give animals a voice through shows about animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with experts and leaders in the fields of animal care and advocacy. The first point I want to show you is called the yin tang point.
Located at the midline of the head, just above the level of the eyes.
When you do acupressure with an animal, you're just going to be pressing gently for about 20 to 30 seconds. You may end up doing it a little bit longer, up to maybe 2 minutes. But what you're looking for is a sign of release, such as licking, panting. Of course, she's panting because we're outside and she's hot, but maybe rolling over. Sometimes they will just walk away when they're done with that point. And you can do little circles. Just sort of know your animal and when to back off. You know your pet. Next point I'm going to show you is called Heart 7 or Spirit 8 or Shen Men. And this point is located on the outer side of the wrist. So you locate that wrist crease point.
So if you were to sort of fold the paw backward, you could feel that crease on the back of the wrist. So starting from the side of that crease point, and you go a little bit back, and you're going to feel a depression, and then you've hit your point.
The next point I'm going to show you is called Pericardium 7. It's also called Big Mound or Da Ling.
This point you're going to find on the inner part of the wrist, the inside of the leg, and you're going to find that wrist bone.
And then you're going to go right above it, but a little bit back. And it's actually located right behind this tendon that's here. Usually when we're doing acupressure points with animals, we want to have our other hand on the animal just to balance things out for them, give them some grounding. Please like, share, and subscribe. It really helps the show. And also, if you're interested in taking either classes in animal acupressure or obtaining resources, you can go to the Tallgrass Animal Acupressure Institute, where they have books and videos, and that's the school I attended, and some of the information for this video came through Tallgrass. So just go to that link down below and you can find out more. And if you'd like to reach me directly, you can go to Ann with an E at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com or check out my website at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com.
Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly.